Chapter 9. The Truth About Arda.
Hi, Arda. I'm in Antalya for the sports camp. Would you like to meet?
Sounds great.
Can you send me the location of your house?
Sure.
Great. I'm coming now.
Awesome.
A. The students are in a taxi. The taxi driver asks for the route. You are Tim. Look at the navigation map and tell him the route.
Go straight ahead. Turn right into Pambe Street. Drive for a minute and turn left into Acacia Street. Go straight ahead. It is near the bookshop.
The children get off the taxi. They are in front of Arda's house now. It's a small house, but there is a very big garden behind it.
The house isn't very luxurious. I don't think he has the treasure.
They knock on the door. Arda opens it. He is shocked.
Oh, you are all here.
Yes! Surprise! We are all here.
Great! What a nice surprise.
At that moment, Arda's mother and father come near them.
Hi, I'm Arda's mother, Pinar, and here's Arda's father, Umut.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Please come in. We have nice cookies and milk.
They go to the living room. Arda's mother brings them cookies. Yasemin looks out of the window and suddenly she runs to the balcony.
Look! There's a lion in the garden. It is sitting in its cage. There's a problem with its leg.
The other children look out of the window and they are all shocked.
Look! There is an elephant too. It is walking on the grass.
Is that a horse?
Which one?
There, it's running now.
Oh, yes, it's a horse. And that's a goat. It is eating grass.
Look, there is a cow too.
Where?
Over there, near the horse. The woman is milking it. Can you see it?
Yes, I can see some ducks too. They are swimming in the small pond. Oh, the pond is full of frogs. They are jumping.
I can see a monkey too. It's climbing the tree.
And there is a chicken behind the goat. It is sitting on its eggs.
B. Read the dialogue on page 111 again. What are the animals doing? Choose the correct pictures.
We also have a parrot. It can imitate people. It is so funny.
We have chickens, squirrels, turtles, fish, puppies, kittens, rabbits and storks too.
Really?
Umut and I are vets, and Arda loves animals so much. Our garden is an animal shelter. These animals are ill. We examine and cure them.
Arda's mother goes near the window. She points at the animals.
Look, the lion has got a broken leg. The stork has got a broken wing. The monkey has the flu. The cat doesn't have a tail. And the elephant is blind. They can't live in nature because they die there. We use Arda's lottery money for these animals.
Which lottery money?
Arda panics and he tries to change the topic.
Well, not important. Would you like to eat some cookies?
But Yasemin doesn't listen to Arda. She asks her question again.
Which lottery money?
You know, the money from the lottery in Magnific.
Everybody is silent for a few seconds. Arda finally tells the truth.
Mum, Dad, that money isn't from a lottery in Magnific. I'm a liar.
What? Where does that money come from?
The treasure in Magnific.
Oh, but you can't take it from Magnific. You must get permission from your teachers.
Arda, you can't take it. It isn't your money.
I'm so sorry. These animals are ill and they need medicine. It's very expensive, so we need money. I know it's wrong, but I can't leave these animals. I must help them.
So you have the treasure in Magnifique? You use the money to save ill animals?
Yes, I'm sorry.
The mysterious party organizer? Is that you too?
Your birthday party and your bike. Yes, my ideas. I know it isn't much, but I'm sorry, Yasemin. These animals need help. I can do everything to save them.
I think you're a good boy, Arda.
Arda is surprised.
Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
I think you are a very nice and helpful boy.
Everyone smiles.
Yes, that's lovely.
You are great, Arda.
Arda looks happy, but his parents look sad. They don't have any money now. They must earn a lot of money and pay it back.
Well, these animals need help. You help them, and you save their lives. Don't pay the money back.
Oh, no. We must pay it back.
We want to donate that money for these animals.
But it's not just you. It's the treasure of Magnifique. We must talk to your teachers and apologize.
We can talk to our teachers. They love animals. I think they'll understand it too.
C. The children are very happy now. They want to go to the garden and see the animals there. But first, they must ask for permission. Write the questions in the dialogue below and help them. Example.
Can we give water to the lion?
No, you can't give water to the lion. It is dangerous.
Can we feed the parrot?
Yes, you can feed the parrot. But be careful. There is a problem with its wing.
Can we touch the snake?
Oh, that's not a good idea. You can't touch the snake. It can bite.
Can we ride the horse?
Not right now, because the horse is ill. You can ride it later.
Can we milk the cow?
Of course. You can milk the cow.
Can we see the puppies?
Sure, you can see the puppies. Come on, let's go to the garden.
D. They go to the garden and they see all the animals there. What are the animals doing at the moment? Write sentences.
Oh, they are lovely.
Then Yasemin sees a puppy. She feels sad.
Is that puppy ill too?
Well, let me examine it.
Arda's mother examines the little puppy.
Great! It's not ill. The medicine works.
Awesome! We can use that medicine for the other puppies too. I hope they will get well soon.
Can I adopt this puppy? Can I take it home?
Sure.
Come, little puppy. Your name is Bark.
Bark is very happy. It runs and jumps around Yasemin. It barks and Yasemin smiles. She hugs and kisses the puppy. They are very good friends now.
E. Fill in the blanks with the words in the box.
Everyone is happy. They play with the animals all day and they help the vets at the animal shelter. They clean the shelter and they water the plants. It's 5 o'clock now. It's time for the children to leave.
We must go to the airport now. Thank you for everything.
Arda goes and collects the eggs of the chicken. He gives the eggs to his friends.
Take them, please. Come again soon.
We can't come back, Arda. We all live in different countries. We can see you in Magnifique next year.
Arda looks sad.
Well, I don't have a scholarship now, so I can't go to Magnifique next year. I hope you have lots of fun there.
No one speaks. They all look sad.
How much money do you need for the school?
I need 12 gold coins.
Yasemin shows her gold medal.
Here, I have one. You can take this.
Colin, Varvara, Wangshu, Georgia, and Tim show their gold medals too. They say Arda can take all of them.
Oh, you are great. But I can't take your medals.
Yes, you can. We are friends, and we want you back in Magnific.
But that's not enough. He still needs 6 more gold coins.
Where can we find these 6 gold coins?
The children are all silent. They all look at Arda sadly. They hug and kiss him and say goodbye to Arda. They get on a taxi and go to the airport. But Yasemin has got an idea.
Listen to me. We need 6 gold coins, right? It is Ramadan next month. It's the time of goodness. I think I can collect donations for Arda's education.
Great idea.
Let's collect donations in the festivals of our countries. Maybe we can help Arda.
Can they? Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 147 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Treasure page at the back of the book.